to begin our afternoon, we'll start with a compassion practice. And the intention of this compassion practice is for you to explore for yourself what allows the expression of compassion to come to be open to you, the experience of it, and what causes you to shut down, what makes you available, what causes you to cut down, what allows you to come back into balance, into responsiveness. What is the response when you move away from compassion? Are you someone that moves into overwhelm or into pity or into wanting to fix? So this is a bit of an exploration. And it's really important when we explore this that you realize it's not that you're trying to get it, to get there and get it. It's much more about what does happen. How do I open to and contact and move away from this quality that is already here in the heart? So finding your relaxed posture. One thing that's important whenever you're practicing a heart quality is to be as comfortable as you can. And if you notice at some point in the meditation that you're really struggling with your own discomfort, then I encourage you to move or adjust in such a way that you are comfortable. Don't be compassionate. It's hard to try to be compassionate when you're sitting there ignoring your own discomfort. So pay attention to that. So let yourself find a relaxed and alert posture, being as comfortable as you can. Noticing as you settle in if there's some way that you can be more comfortable. Remembering that if you're on the floor and you'd be more comfortable in a chair, that's definitely available to you. And perhaps as we settle in, just making an invitation to yourself. May this body relax. May this mind soften. And to recognize that these invitations in themselves are a movement of compassion. Checking through your body and mind and inviting ease. And letting your senses be open, taking in sound, taking in sensations of the body, acknowledging that thoughts will float through, but doing your best not to get caught in them. So into this soft, open, relaxed space, to whatever it's available to you, allow yourself to bring in someone who is suffering. See what happens when you do this. Notice. Perhaps it's someone who has physical or emotional or some other way that they're challenged that you know or care about, some way that life is difficult, or someone with loss. And as you bring this person in, sense what's there for this person. Just sort of sensing their difficulty without telling a long story. Do this, allow your attention to be in your heart center and just feel the difficulty of this person without thinking about it a lot. You know that this person is suffering. What do you feel? How is it for you to sense this? Noticing what happens. Do you feel it in your body? Might take a moment for the person to come into focus, but just take your time. And then sense this person. Is there a pulling back away from it or a moving towards? Is there some urge to change something or to make it other than it is? Notice your response in as much detail as you can, periodically bringing up the image of the person, and then letting yourself feel into your heart center. What is there? Perhaps somewhat might be subtle, but notice if there's something that feels like compassion to you, this resonating with a person. What is that experience? Perhaps a tenderness, a vulnerability? Compassion can have a bittersweet quality. See if that's present for you. A sense of caring and connection, but this trembling of the heart. check and see. Compassion itself is not a suffering state. It's considered a divine abode. So notice if there's just suffering and less of the tenderness and vulnerability and sweetness. See if you can notice that. See what else might be available to you. There's a bit of a balancing as we meet it, as you feel it. Notice if you move into the story or the pulling away or wanting to fix. Just keep checking. Or perhaps a hopelessness, a kind of this is unfixable. Just notice it. And then move back into the raw experience of being sensitive to this person. What helps you stay in balance, allows you to feel it without pushing or pulling? If you get sidetracked into thoughts or separated, what allows you to come back? As you move in and out from the contactfulness with this person, take a moment to pay attention a little broader. Notice your breath. How is it changing? How does your face respond? Notice if there's any tension in your body and perhaps soften again. Notice if each time I begin to talk, if you have pulled yourself into some sort of distraction. See if you can move back gently, inviting yourself into contact again. If you get overwhelmed, see if you can turn and feel your own heart. Hold yourself with this attitude of compassion and care, with tenderness. Turn towards yourself until you feel settled and in balance again. letting the other person drop away perhaps for a while. And then when you feel steady again, then allow yourself to let this person in. Continue to just move in and out of it, feeling it. If it's helpful to have a different person come in, that's fine. Though I wouldn't rotate through people too quickly. Rather stay in contact for some time with a person. Noticing your response and what allows your heart to open, soften, and be available. And at times, letting go of this person, wishing them well, perhaps now just coming back to the present moment experience, withdrawing attention from that particular situation. And it doesn't mean that you're diminishing their importance or their situation. Just letting it rest for a bit. Coming back to right here. This is part of the maintaining of balance, to be able to move in and out. So allowing yourself to come here. And back to the beginning of just feeling yourself sitting in the breath, noticing if you can be more comfortable or relaxed. Now offering some of this openness, this compassion and care to yourself. Notice if there's something perhaps that is here right now, or some challenge of the body or in your life. And see if you can meet that, meet this situation. May I meet this with care? May I understand that this is difficult? This is dukkha, unsatisfactoriness, and it's hard. And yet meeting it and sitting in it with the same tenderness of heart. Notice your response to it, noticing any trying to fix it or think your way through it or pushing it away. See if you can just acknowledge this difficulty. Feel it in your heart. Let it be. Be with it. Be kind. Perhaps saying to yourself, this is the nature of life, that difficulty arises. And knowing that whatever is here, whatever the difficulty is, you are not alone. You are not the only one with this. Many have and many will experience this, just as you are right now. This is part of the human experience. Can you meet this with an open heart, tender and vulnerable? Perhaps using some words to express the tenderness. Finding whatever words work for you. Perhaps something like, may I hold this suffering with compassion, with kindness. May I find ease in the midst of this struggle. May I care for myself, give myself compassion. May I be patient with this, and may my heart know its own resilience in the face of this challenge. Find some words or a phrase or two that helps you settle into the compassionate response. And you can say them over and over, or just drop it in occasionally. Keep noticing. If you need sometimes to move away and let yourself come back to simply sitting here, let yourself do that, sensing the breath and the room. Just keep adjusting the practice for yourself, moving towards or moving away. Noticing if you start to get really tired or spacey and need to stand up or open your eyes. Noticing if you get caught in stories and thinking and lose contact with your heart. And then just coming back, beginning again. And for the remainder of the sitting period, just keep working where it feels right to you. Perhaps bringing in another person, if that allows you to feel it, or with yourself. Perhaps going back and forth with the compassion and a simple watching of the breath. What allows you to contact your heart and be with what's here. Investigating in a very gentle way this responsiveness of the heart. Back and forth with the flow of compassion. And always you can come back to the simplicity of your practice and watching the breath.